All right. Now, this might help you. Not only should we be trying to go to bed at the same time each night, we should be rising at the same time each morning. We should also be turning off, tell me what they are, the screens, turning off televisions, computers, mobile devices. If necessary, remove them from the rooms. But besides sleep hygiene practices like these, new research suggests that there's something else a person can do to improve sleep, even as an adult. And I've already brought it up. Gently rocking from side to side. Two new studies conducted by researchers at the University of Geneva, University of Lausanne, and University Hospitals of Geneva, all in Switzerland, examined the effects of slow and repetitive movement on sleep quality, not only in mice, but also in young adults. And this is what they discovered. Lawrence Bayer, who's a researcher in the Department of Basic Neurosciences at UNIC Faculty of Medicine, UNIC, University of Geneva, University of Lausanne, UNIL, and University Hospitals of Geneva, HUG, together with Sophie Schwartz, who's a full professor in the same department, led the first study. The study involved 18 healthy young participants who slept at the HUG Sleep Medicine Center for two nights. The researchers recorded the participants' heart and respiratory rates and used electroencephalography to monitor their brain activity. So this wasn't just guesswork, just kind of looking at them throughout the night and just kind of getting an idea of how they were sleeping. They went in depth. On the first night, the study participants slept on a moving bed, while the second night, those same participants slept on a bed which was still. And they observed that their participants, although they slept well in both cases, fell asleep more quickly when they were rocked, according to Dr. Bayer. In addition, they had longer periods of deep sleep and fewer microwakes, a factor that's frequently associated with poor sleep quality. Next, the researchers wanted to see if gentle motion also affected memory consolidation. Remember, memory consolidation is a good sign, if it's happening well, is a good sign that that person is getting good sleep. So this is what they did. They subjected their participants to memory tests. Those participants had to learn pairs of words in the evening and remember them in the morning when they woke up. And here too, rocking proved beneficial. Would you have thought that rocking would have made a difference there in their ability to remember and recall? It actually did. Test results were much better after a night in motion than after a still night. The researchers explain that this is a consequence of how deep sleep actually modulates brainwave activity and of how gentle rocking helps synchronize the brain activity across the so-called thalamocortical cortical networks. These brain networks play a vital role in deep sleep and memory building. So Dr. Paul Franken, associate professor at the UNIL Faculty of Biology and Medicine, supervised the second study, which was carried out in mice. The researchers rocked the rodents' cages while they were asleep. This helped the mice fall asleep more quickly, and it helped them sleep longer. But it did not induce deep sleep or improve sleep quality the way it did in humans. However, the second study did serve to pinpoint another brain area that is vital for sleep quality, and that is the vestibular system. The vestibular system includes sensory organs that are located in the inner ear, and it's a network that detects motion and gravity and initiates movements that maintain balance and orientation. Konstantinos Kompotos is the study co-author and a researcher at the Faculty of Biology and Medicine at UNIL, and reports on the methods used in the study, saying that they had subjected two groups of mice to the same rocking, a group with non-functioning sensory receptors in the inner ear and altered vestibular function, and a control group. Unlike the control mice, the mice in the first group did not benefit from any effect of swaying during sleep. He also added that vestibular sensory stimulation during rocking, therefore, acts on the neural networks that are responsible for the specific brain oscillations that take place during sleep. So here's the thing. In the near future, the scientists plan to use more precise techniques such as optogenetics for tracking neural activity in order to decipher the neurons and structures that receive stimuli from the vestibular organs before transferring them to sleep circuit structures. Mapping the communication network between the two systems would make it possible to develop new approaches to treat patients who have insomnia, mood disorders, or people who are elderly who often live with sleep and memory disorders. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Should we start buying some rocking beds? Some of us have rocking chairs. They basically move back and forth. Should we start thinking about rocking beds that sway from side to side? Stay with me. Coming up next, we're going to take time for our relationships. The music is going to be featuring the Love Unlimited Orchestra.